All who take refuge in you will be glad. They will sing out your joy forever. You will shelter them so that those who love your name may exult in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. You will defend them with your favor as with a shield. Today is Monday, March 4th, in the season of Lent. This is the Midday Office. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. Let your love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. O Lord, what are we that you should care for us? Mere mortals that you should think of us. We are like a puff of wind. Our days are like a passing shadow. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for my hope is in you. A reading from the letter to the Romans. All who are guided by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For what you received was not the spirit of slavery to bring you back into fear. You received the spirit of adoption, enabling us to cry out, Abba, Father. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, provided that we share his sufferings so as to share his glory. Romans 8. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for my hope is in you. The Midday Psalm. I proclaimed righteousness in the congregation. Behold, I did not restrain my lips. And that, O Lord, you know. Your righteousness have I not hidden in my heart? I have spoken of your faithfulness and of your deliverance. I have not concealed your love and your faithfulness from the congregation. Psalm 40. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for my hope is in you. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant that I, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear my cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, whose blessed Son became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich, deliver me from the inordinate love of this world, that I may serve you with singleness of heart and attain to the riches of the age to come, through Jesus Christ my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.